suppose I'm here to tell you a few things, really, which I think you should know. First of all, Dr. Fine is still alive, I must tell you, for a whole operation. Mm-hmm. An incredible, elderly man. Karen,
you
sent me a copy of your letter. Yeah,
that's right.
She sent, which I have got a copy from the doctor. But, I would be really grateful to have the blood tests. I mean,
sure. So, drop my blood, give you everything you want.
That's fine.
In the event, the all the information that I've collected about Karen was, of course, sent through to Dr. Priner.
Yeah.
Here are the results.
He, unfortunately, see, he's got everything. What happened was, I don't know if you can remember, obviously it's just before we went on our cruise, our fateful cruise in August, and Cindy in April, and you'd diagnosed Crohn's and recommended 3 grams of Soxazine. Mm-hmm. She had 6 tablets a day, mm-hmm. I suppose they were 0.5 grams, were they?
Yes, they're 5 milligram tablets, great.
Right, and obviously because my husband, as you know, had taken them when he had colitis many years before, and Dr. Hamley, but never as a maintenance dose, only, you know, for the actual period of the illness, which was usually about 3 weeks or so. And, you know, we didn't worry about it, but then she got these terrible nightmares. And I don't know if you made notes about that, you know, when we came to see you and also when I phoned you. Because I remember you saying it wasn't a side effect. She had really scary, frightening
dreams. Getting nightmares.
Yeah, you did make them.
Since depression is the 24th of June.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. Right. So was that it? Did we actually come into your office on that day? Was that one of the days? Now, before we went on the cruise, I actually remember saying to you, you know, can we come off these tablets? I was concerned about side effects.
Sure.
I remember your words. You said to me, keep her on.
Excuse me. 8:06? Yeah. I'm going to be... What? OSAC. No, I haven't got a patient to talk about. Yes, that's 12:15. Okay, well, they'll just have to wait. Thank you. Just a moment, let me just refresh my memories. Nine of the walks, that's fire.
You may not have this, because... Basically, right, the nightmares, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, look, this is 10 years ago. I'm not, obviously, you've come on a long way. I've come on a long way. We've been through hell and back. But, you know, the reason I'm here is because I want to sort of resolve these things.
Yes,
it's important, and I feel it's important for you as well as the doctor, you know. Right, she became very excitable, and I think this started even before the cruise, because she went away to Italy with her friend. Because that year she'd had a lot on, she was at university, she'd taken her first year's exams, very difficult degree, joint degree, and she actually passed those exams. Mm-hmm. On holiday, we didn't know what was the matter, she was wound up like a spring. She snapped, I mean, she went off that ship and we sailed away without her, and we would never... That was not in her character at all, to go off without a passport. She had a total breakdown. She ended up in a clinic. She could have died, actually. She nearly went over the balcony. She had hallucinations. She had delusions. You know, it was... Her brothers had to go out to her because we couldn't get to her on the ship. We were not for six, absolutely. We got her flown back by her ambulance. you actually, we had a phone back to you because you were the only, she was in your care.
Yeah.
You know, we put her health and her life, I suppose, in your hands. And I don't know what was the problem on that particular day, but I know I rang you from the airport and I said, could the sulfasalazine have been contributory?
Yeah.
And you said, only if she got dehydrated. Those were your words to me.
Yeah.
That was the first I'd actually heard anything of that. I don't believe you'd ever mentioned it to Karen. I mean, that's not something I'm questioning now. But
sulfasalazine,
you know,
is a medicine with two parts to it.
Mm.
One is an aspirin derivative, and the other is a sulfonamide.
Mm.
Now, any medicine can cause side effects with anybody.
Oh, yes, I realise.
Aspirin, certainly, and the dose that she was taking, I think, was not by any means excessive. It was the manufacturer's recommended.
Even when she's a tiny person like that, you know, she was like 43,
manufacturer's recommended dose.
Yeah.
Now,
overall, is it, it's like a blanket thing, whether you're a 6 foot man weighing 15 stone.
I don't think these doses are particularly varied.
Mm.
There may be, obviously, for children, but certainly for young women. The common side effects with sulfasalazine, I'm sure you've looked up.
I know.
And listed. And,
she had another one, you see, which I'm going to tell you about.
Another
side effect from it, which you probably don't know about. She had a fixed drug eruption, which you don't know about, because obviously by that time we'd gone to Mr. Dawson for a second opinion as to whether she should stay on the tablets. He said the same thing, keep her on the three. He said, we can take another life. I've got a patient who's an old lady. And that was quite worrying for her. But it was, you know, again, we thought, well, they must be safe. A fixed drug eruption.
Now, wait, let me just stop you right here,
by
the way. Are you telling me, or are you asking me, that the psychiatric illness that she had was due to the drugs?
I think that it could have been a contributory factor, and I think it must
maybe
be considered.
I wouldn't argue the point.
All I'm going to ask you is, even though it's so late after the event, and because of the fixed drug eruption, and because of her later allergies to drugs that doctors prescribed her, she has a history of sensitivity, unfortunately, to medication, because she had a further episode after an anaesthetic, which I think might have been a steroid psychosis, but I'm not sure, but, you know, I'm looking into that. All I'm going to ask you, please, is to report it, to actually report it to the drug company.
I tell you what, of course, that's no problem.
That is really what I'm here.
May I ask you a little favour, then?
Absolutely.
Whatever you want me to say to the drug company, assuming that it's correct, I will happily do.
Right.
Will you write out, write it all out, and send it to me. I will then transcribe it on my notepaper, send it back to you to make sure that it's what you want to say, and then I'll send it on. Pharmacia, I might tell you, sulfasalazine since those days has become less used because there's been a derivative of aspirin made which is effective without using the sulfonamide.
Right.
It's the sulfonamide moiety which is sensible.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've done research on Medline and I'm still doing research on other drugs as well. One of the things I feel very strongly about is that there is not enough attention paid by doctors to the psychological side effects of prescribed medicines and drugs. And I don't know, you can say, okay, it's my way of working out that my daughter's life had to have some purpose.
Well, I'd be very happy to do whatever you like, Mrs. Keaton, of course.
I don't get emotional. I just want to tell you that afterwards, this is one of her little labels, to show you she did get to work. She did actually make a life for herself. She left university.
Oh,
I mean, I had a couple of those.
You.
She worked for them, she worked for a very big company she worked
for.
Looks
very well,
she looked wonderful. I mean, she did make a recovery, but unfortunately, she felt it was a stigma. Having been in a mental hospital, the fear of what your mind can do to you, it lives with a person. It is terrifying. And it obviously, she was very brave. She sort of struggled on, but it made life difficult. And the real final, you know, difficulty was when she'd had this anaesthetic. She was actually in a very good job in the city, working as a PA in an advertising company. She was conscientious. Her boss loved her. She was also, as a member of the family, the most caring, loving person. So her brothers, of course, were absolutely devastated.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised if this, you know, her death, obviously, the stress and everything, led to Daniel going into hospital with ulcerative colitis.
Yeah.
And he's back at university now, thank God. But, you know, it's I suppose I'm trying to make sense of her life to be able to come to terms with her death, you know. I mean, I've got a number of things here, which is like the letter from the skin specialist about fixed drug eruption. I don't... Can you report that as well? I mean, in with your...
No, I don't think I would
have. She'd have to do that.
When was that?
That was... Yes, of course.
Well, I know
I'm not... No. I'll just give you Pauline Dowd's... these are the letters just concerning that. You see, her doctor thought that the psychosis might have been caused by the drug as well in his letter. You may wonder why we didn't come back to you then, but we were not for six, to be quite honest. We were... journal also a way of making sure it gets onto computers, because what I feel is I'm going to write a book to see about side effects of drugs. There isn't one. You go into young doctors going into Dylan's or the BMA bookshop, there isn't a book that actually talks specifically about psychological side effects. And the recent malaria drug, I was horrified to hear the drug company didn't rate a serious side effect, psychological effects, however long term. And yet that's devastating to the person and the family. So I feel that there is something I've got to do here. And I want to help you, and I want you to help me. Do you know what I mean?
You write to me exactly what you want to write to Pharmacia. I will transcribe it and send it back to you together with photocopies of all the blood tests.
What do you think, though, from your years of experience?
About what?
About what happened. Do you think there were possibilities? Oh, could you let me have the copies of the blood test?
Yes, because, sir, I don't want to. Don't worry. Anything will help you. It's very hard because you would have to show that people taking sulfasalazine are more prone to psychological problems than people not taking sulfasalazine. Or to put it another way, you'd have to have a control group. And controls would have to be matched for age and sex, social circumstances, and so on. Now, psychological upsets of one sort or another occur in every segment of the population without taking any medications. You'd have to prove, not you personally, one would have to prove that it was more common in people taking sulfasalazine than people who are not.
Doctors do write letters and make reports without having those trials.
All drugs have very extensive trials, which is medication against nothing, or medication against a placebo, or the medication against other medications. And that's to see whether...
But the original trials are on animals, aren't they? They can't test psychological side effects.
The original trials are on animals, but they are always tried on humans.
Yeah.
Now, I can't tell you offhand about sulfasalazine because it actually was introduced initially during the war, I think, in the 40s.
But these are some of the reports, you know.
There are many, many side effects of sulfasalazine. I have no difficulties about that. If there had been another medication available at the time, I would
use it. Oh, I'm not saying that, but I do think it's important to add to that because I think a lot of doctors do not put in reports. And this is just okay, she was a rare, maybe it was a rare side effect, I'm not denying that. But one rare side effect is devastating. I think, you know, okay, the ABPI book mentions the hallucinations. I just think that, you know, if you can lead the way and help me. I asked the committee on the Safety Met, they said it's not too late. They don't mind however late, however long afterwards. It is. Do you agree that doctors don't do it enough?
I can only tell you my own practice, and I'm always very cautious about side effects of medications.
I have to just mention this. On the day she was flown back, you actually said to my husband, because I wasn't there, he flew back with her and my son, you said, this is nothing to do with me. He was actually very upset about that.
Nothing to do with me.
You walked up to the bed, she was unconscious because they'd sedated her.
You misunderstand the remark. When I say thank you to me, what I meant is this is not a gastrointestinal problem, this is something to do with a psychiatrist or a neurologist.
But maybe if you'd have talked to the psychiatrist about the sulfasalazine and discussed it, it may have been that she wouldn't have stayed on it, she wouldn't have got the fixed drug eruption. It could have been considered at that point, I think, if not before taking her off it. I just think, as a matter of course, I suppose even the compassion just to sit and talk to him or to discuss it would have been appreciated.
I'm sorry, where did I see her? It was here.
She was phoned back here. We didn't
know. She remained here very briefly.
Very briefly, yes, because it was suggested by another doctor who came that she should.
Well, I can't now, Steve. It would have to be much later. I really couldn't today. I'm very, very bummed out. There are all sorts of people queuing up at the moment. I'm awfully sorry. I don't think I can just immediately. Okay, thanks. Bye.
So I suppose that's my other thing. I just want doctors to have a more holistic approach to people.
Sure.
And I just feel.
Yeah, when I said it's not to. I meant was. I'm sorry if there's any misunderstanding. This is not my area of expertise. She needs a different sort of doctor.
Oh, yes. Obviously, for the you know, whatever happened.
Sure.
But it was just a real shock to him. He was really upset. And I think, you know, when I look at it now, when she went into the Charter Nightingale, she ended up sort of with this terrible rigidity, which, again, the two drugs, I don't know the interaction. I know some rigidity has occurred also from sulfasalazine. It was suspected it was the neuroleptic drugs. But the only time she ever had those awful side effects of getting paralysed almost, even when we went to Mr. Dawson that day, she said, I can't talk, my tongue's stuck. Her tongue was getting stuck to the roof of her mouth. It was almost like she had a locked jaw. We had to leave Mr. Dawson, go over to her psychiatrist, who took off everything apart from sulfasalazine, which she was still on, and put her on an anti-Parkinsonian drug. Well, I question now, maybe that could have had something to do with the sulfasalazine, but because there was no interaction between doctors, psychiatrists, it wasn't discussed.
Yeah.
And that's what slipped up later when she was put on a drug called Dianet, which anyone who's had any psychological problem shouldn't have ever. But you see, you know, because there isn't the interaction.
Well, we need your book, I guess.
Well, I'm hoping, maybe you'll even write something for me to put in.
Happy
it.
Happy to help.
Thank you. Because,
you
know.
I will photocopy all this stuff and I'll send it to you together.
Right.
You write to me what you want me to say, I will transcribe it and you will have everything that you need.
Yes, I don't want you to write anything that you don't believe,
no.
And I don't mind if you say the mother has asked me to.
No, that's
fine.
That's no problem. Yeah, don't worry about that. You just send it through to me as soon as you can, I'll deal with it promptly. I'm not going to be away.
Yeah.
At least I need to come down to here and there.
And you'll let me, you know, it is interesting for me.
No, it's important.
Very,
very important.
Thank you.
Very, very important. Still born on Super Lake in 1994.
Karen was, yes, in 2014. Really, I suppose I'm here to tell you a few things, really, which I think you should know. First of all, Dr. Fine is still alive, I must tell you, for the whole operation. It's an incredible, elderly man. Karen, you sent me a copy of your letter,
which
you sent, which I have got a copy from the doctor, but. I would be really grateful to have the blood tests. I mean,
sure. In event the all the information that I collected about Karen was, of course, sent through to Dr. Finer.
Yeah.
Here are the results.
He, unfortunately, see, he's got everything. What happened was, I don't know if you can remember, obviously it's a long time ago. And you know, it's just that I think there were the things I want to resolve and it's fair to talk to you about. Just before we went on our cruise, our fateful cruise in August, and Tim in April, and you'd diagnosed Crohn's and recommended 3 grams of soxazine. Mm-hmm. She had 6 tablets a day, so I suppose they were 0.5 grams, were they?
Yes, they're 5 milligram tablets, great.
Right, and obviously because my husband, as you know, had taken them when he had colitis many years before, and Dr. Hadley, but never as a maintenance dose, only, you know, for the actual period of the illness, which was usually about 3 weeks or so. And, you know, we didn't worry about it, but then she got these terrible nightmares. And I don't know if you made notes about that, you know, when we came to see you and also when I phoned you. Because I remember you saying it wasn't a side effect. She had really scary, frightening
dreams. Getting nightmares.
Yeah, you did mention that.
Since depression, it's the 24th of June.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. Right. So was that it? Did we actually come into your office on that day? Was that one of the days? Now, before we went on the cruise, I actually remember saying to you, you know, can we come off these tablets? I was concerned about side effects.
Sure.
And I remember your words. You said to me, keep her on.
Excuse me. 8:06? Yeah. I'm going to be... What? OSAC. No, I haven't got a patient to talk about. Yes, that's 12:15. Okay, well, they'll just have to wait. Thank you. Just a moment, let me just refresh my memories. Nine of the walks up fire.
You may not have this, because...
Basically,
right, the nightmares, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, look, this is 10 years ago. I'm not, obviously, you've come on a long way. I've come on a long way. We've been through hell and back. But, you know, the reason I'm here is because I want to sort of resolve these things.
Yes,
it's important, and I feel it's important for you as well as the doctor, you know. She became very excitable, and I think this started even before the cruise, because she went away to Italy with her friend. Because that year she'd had a lot on, she was at university, she'd taken her first year's exams, very difficult degree, joint degree, and she actually passed those exams. On holiday, we didn't know what was the matter, she was wound up like a spring. She snapped, I mean, she went off that ship and we sailed away without her, and we would never... That was not in her character at all, to go off without a passport. She had a total breakdown. She ended up in a clinic. She could have died, actually. She nearly went over the balcony. She had hallucinations. She had delusions. You know, it was... Her brothers had to go out to her because we couldn't get to her on the ship. We were knocked for six, absolutely. We got her flown back by air ambulance. We had her flown back to you because you were she was in your care.
Yeah.
You know, we put her health and her life, I suppose, in your hands. And I don't know what was the problem on that particular day, but I know I rang you from the airport and I said, could the sulfasalazine have been contributory?
Yeah.
And you said, only if she got dehydrated. Those were your words to me.
Yeah.
That was the first I'd actually heard anything of that. I don't believe you'd ever mentioned it to Karen. I mean, that's not something I'm questioning now. But
sulfasalazine,
you know,
is a medicine with two parts to it.
Mm.
One is an aspirin derivative, and the other is a sulfonamide.
Mm.
Now, any medicine can cause side effects with anybody.
Oh, yes, I realise.
Aspirin certainly, and sulfasalazine. The dose that she was taking, I think, was not by any means excessive. It was the manufacturer's recommended.
Even when she's a tiny person like that, you know, she was like 43.
That's the manufacturer's recommended dose.
Yeah.
Now,
overall, this is it. It's like a blanket thing, whether you're a 6 foot man weighing 15 stone.
I don't think these doses are particularly varied.
Mm.
There may be, obviously, children, but certainly for young women. The common side effects with sulfasalazine, I'm sure you've looked up.
I know.
And listed. And,
she had another one, you see, which I'm going to tell you about.
Another
side effect from it, which you probably don't know about. She had a fixed drug eruption.
Oh, that's okay.
Which you don't know about, because obviously by that time we'd gone to Mr. Dawson for a second opinion as to whether she should stay on the tablets. He said the same thing, keep her on the three.
Mm.
He said, we can take them for life. I've got a patient who's an old lady. And that was quite worrying for her, but it was, you know, again, we thought, well, they must be safe. The fixed drug eruption.
Now, wait, let me just stop you right here, by the way. Are you telling me, or are you asking me, that the psychiatric illness that she had was due to the drugs?
I think that it could have been a contributory factor, and I think
it must be
considered.
I wouldn't argue the point.
All I'm going to ask you is, even though it's so late after the event, and because of the fixed drug eruption, and because of her later allergies to drugs that doctors prescribed her, she has a history of sensitivity, unfortunately, to medication, because she had a further episode after an anaesthetic, which I think might have been a steroid psychosis, but I'm not sure, but, you know, I'm looking into that. All I'm going to ask you, please, is to report it. To actually report it to the drug company.
I tell you what, of course I do that.
That is really what I'm here
for. May I ask you a little favour then?
Absolutely.
Whatever you want me to say to the drug company, assuming that it's correct, I will happily do.
Right.
Will you write out?
Yeah.
Write it all out and send it to me. I will then transcribe it on my notepaper, send it back to you to make sure that it's what you want to say. And then I'll send it on.
I mean,
Pharmacia, I might tell you, sulfasalazine since those days has become less used because there's been a derivative of aspirin made which is effective without using the sulfonamide.
Right.
It's the sulfonamide moiety which is sensible.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've done research on Medline and I'm still doing research on other drugs as well. One of the things I feel very strongly about is that there is not enough attention paid by doctors to the psychological side effects of prescribed medicines and drugs. And I don't know, you can say, okay, it's my way of working out that my daughter's life had to have some purpose.
Well, I'd be very happy to do whatever you want, Mrs. Keevans.
Get emotional. I just want to tell you that afterwards, I want to show, this is one of her little labels, to show you she did get to work. She did actually make a life for herself. She left university.
Oh,
I mean, I had a couple of
those.
She worked for them, she worked for a very big company she worked for.
Very well,
she looked wonderful. I mean, she did make a recovery, but unfortunately, she felt it was a stigma. Having been in a mental hospital, the fear of what your mind can do to you, it lives with a person.
Mm-hmm.
It is terrifying. And it obviously, she was very brave, she sort of struggled on, but it made life difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And the real final, you know, difficulty was when she'd had this anaesthetic. She was actually in a very good job in the city, working as a PA in an advertising company. She was conscientious, her boss loved her.
Mm-hmm.
She was also, as a member of the family, the most caring, loving person. So her brothers, of course, were absolutely devastated.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised if this, you know, her death, obviously, the stress and everything, led to Daniel going into hospital with ulcerative colitis.
Yeah.
And he's back at university now, thank God. But, you know, it's... suppose I'm trying to make sense of her life to be able to come to terms with her death, you know. I mean, I've got a number of things here, which is like the letter from the skin specialist about fixed drug eruption. I don't... Can you report that as well? I mean, in with your...
No, I don't think I would have
She'd have to do that.
When was that?
That was... Yes, of course.
Well, I don't
know. No, no, I'll just give you Mrs. Pauline Dowd. These are the letters just concerning that. You'll see her doctor thought... that the psychosis might have been caused by the drug as well, in his letter. You may wonder why we didn't come back to you then, but we were not for six, to be quite honest. We were... making sure it gets onto computers, because what I feel is I'm going to write a book, you see, about side effects of drugs. There isn't one. You go into young doctors going into Dylan's or the BMA bookshop, there isn't a book that actually talks specifically about psychological side effects. And the recent malaria drug, I was horrified to hear the drug company didn't rate a serious side effect, psychological effects, however long term. And yet that's devastating to the person and the family. So I feel that there is something I've got to do here. And I want to help you, and I want you to help me. Do you know what I mean?
You write to me exactly what you want throughout the conference here. I will transcribe it and send it back to you together with the copies of all the blood tests.
What do you think, though, from your years of experience?
About what?
About what happened. Do you think there were possibilities? Oh, could you let me have the copies of the blood test?
Yes, I will have you. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Anything will have to. It's very hard because you would have to show that people taking salicylate are more prone to psychological problems than people not taking salicylate. Or to put it another way, you'd have to have a control group. And controls would have to be matched for age and sex and social circumstances and so on. Now, psychological upsets of one sort or another occur in every segment of the population without taking the medications. You'd have to prove, not you personally, one would have to prove that it was more common in people taking salicylate than people who are not.
Doctors do write letters and make reports without having those trials.
Well,
I mean,
all drugs have very extensive trials, which is medication against nothing, or medication against a placebo, or the medication against other medications. And that's to see whether...
But the original trials are on animals, aren't they? They can't test psychological side effects.
The original trials are on animals, but they are always tried on humans.
Yeah.
Now, but I can't tell you offhand about sulfasalazine because it actually was introduced initially during the war, I think, in the 40s.
But these are some of the reports, you know.
There are many, many side effects of sulfasalazine. I have no difficulties about that. If there had been another medication available at the time, I would have used
it. Oh, I'm not saying that. But I do think it's important to add to that because I think a lot of doctors do not put in reports. And this is just, okay, she was a rare, maybe it was a rare side effect, I'm not denying that, but one rare side effect is devastating,
you know,
and I think, you know, okay, the ABPI book mentions the hallucinations, I just think that, you know, if you can lead the way and help me, I asked the committee on the safety met, they said it's not too late, they don't mind however late, however long afterwards, it is. Do you agree that doctors don't do it enough?
I can only tell you my own practice, and I'm always very cautious about side effects of medications.
I have to just mention this. On the day she was flown back, you actually said to my husband, because I wasn't there, he flew back with her and my son, you said, this is nothing to do with me. He was actually very upset about that.
Nothing to do with me?
Yeah. You walked up to the bed, she was unconscious because they'd sedated her.
You misunderstand the remark. When I said nothing to do with me, what I meant is this is not a gastrointestinal problem, this is something to do with a psychiatrist
but
or a neurologist.
Maybe if you'd have talked to the psychiatrist about the sulfasalazine and discussed it, it may have been that she wouldn't have stayed on it, she wouldn't have got the fixed drug eruption. It could have been considered at that point, I think, if not before taking her off it. I just think, as a matter of course, I suppose even the compassion just to sit and talk to him or to discuss it would have been appreciated.
Where, I'm sorry, where did I see her? It was here.
She was phoned back here. We didn't
know. She remained here very briefly.
Very briefly, yes, because it was suggested by another doctor who came to her that she should.
Well, I can't now, Steve, but it would have to be much later. I really couldn't today. I'm very, very bummed out. There are all sorts of people queuing up at the moment. I'm awfully sorry. I don't think I can just immediately. Okay, thanks. Bye.
So I suppose that's my other thing. I just want doctors to have a more holistic approach to people.
Sure.
And I just feel.
Yeah, when I said it's not to do. I meant was, I'm sorry if there's any misunderstanding, this is not my area of expertise. She needs a different sort of doctor.
Oh, yes. Obviously, for the you know, whatever happened.
Sure.
But it was just a real shock to him. He was really upset. And I think, you know, when I look at it now, when she went into the Charter Nightingale, she ended up sort of with this terrible rigidity, which, again, the two drugs, I don't know the interaction, I know some rigidity has occurred also from sulfasalazine. It was suspected it was the neuroleptic drugs. But the only time she ever had those awful side effects of getting paralysed almost, even when we went to Mr. Dawson that day, she said, I can't talk, my tongue's stuck. Her tongue was getting stuck to the roof of her mouth. It was almost like she had a locked jaw. We had to leave Mr. Dawson, go over to her psychiatrist, who took off everything apart from sulfasalazine, which she was still on, and put her on an anti-Parkinsonian drug. Well, I question now, maybe that could have had something to do with the sulfasalazine, but because there was no interaction between doctors, psychiatrists, it wasn't discussed.
Yeah.
And that's what slipped up later when she was put on a drug called Dianet, which anyone who's had any psychological problem shouldn't have ever. But you see, you know, because there isn't the interaction.
Well, we need your book, I guess.
Well, I'm hoping, maybe you'll even write something for me to put in.
Happy to help.
Thank you. Because,
you
know.
I will photocopy all this stuff and I'll send it to you together.
Right.
You write to me what you want me to say, I will transcribe it and you will have everything that you need.
Yes, I don't want you to write anything that you don't believe,
no.
And I don't mind if you say the mother has asked me to.
No, that's
fine.
That's no problem. Don't worry about that. You just send it through to me as soon as you can, I'll deal with it promptly. I'm not going to be away.
Yeah.
At least I need some doubt to hear about it.
And you'll let me, you know, it is interesting for me.
No, it's important. Very, very important.